Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Purpose Kingdom Network. And I am your host for this evening. My name is Pastor Jamon Johnson, and as always, I am so excited to be with you all. I'm excited to be able to share the message on tonight as we continue to look at life without limits. And so, as always, we believe that prayer is the answer, and we don't want to start anything without having a word of prayer. And so right now, as you are listening, we're going to ask that you would just have a bow your heads for a brief word of prayer for us so that we can get started on this evening. God, we thank you just for everything that you have done for us thus far this week. We thank you, God, for your blessings. But right now, God, as we open up your word, I'm asking you to remove any distractions. I'm asking you to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, again, I just want to thank you guys again for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to tune in and to listen. And I know many of you are listening from the comforts of your home. Some might even be listening from work or on the way home. But I just wanted to say thank you so much and to let you know that you are appreciated so much. Our text for this evening comes from Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 through 19. Again, Genesis 18, verse 16 through 19. And it reads this. It says, "But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt," right? Which is the key verse that we want to look at. We don't know a lot about Lot's wife. In fact, the Bible doesn't really give us a lot of information. Nevertheless, in Luke 17, verse 32, Jesus says, "Remember what happened to Lot's wife." It's interesting why Jesus commanded his disciples and us today to remember her. After all, we don't even know her name. The Bible just says that she's Lot's wife. We read here today that Lot's wife not only had to be pulled out of the city, but the Bible says that she also lingered behind the fleeing party. Why? Perhaps she was concerned about her friends. Perhaps she hated to leave her home, or perhaps her heart was in Sodom. The lessons of Lot's wife is clear. Don't look back. That is the lesson or the command that the Lord gives not only to Lot, but to his wife and to his family, which is, you know, the command to flee or, you know, to keep going. But, you know, like no matter what you do, you just don't, for the life of you, look back. And the Bible says that it's a command. I mean, or the Bible tells us, in the way that God says it, that it's a command. Command is to not only leave this place, but to never look back. And we read here today that Lot not only had to be pulled out, not only was she lingering behind for whatever reasons, but the lessons of Lot's wife is clear, that the Bible is trying to teach us to don't look back. You can be crippled by your past failures and your past sins, or you can put them behind you as you start over again and learn to follow Christ. Lot's wife looked back, and she was led by the angels and actually left Sodom and Gomorrah with her family. She was almost out of that place. I mean, everything was behind her, that God-forsaken place, that place that was so wicked, that place that was filled with sin. She has the opportunity to get out. She's being led by an angel. She was almost out of that place, but she didn't get far enough. Bible says that she just had to feel that one last backward glance. She just needed that one last opportunity to glance back and to see what she was leaving behind. Many of you are still living for that one last lie, that one last beer, that one last fling with sin, that one last issue, that one last battle with addictions. For Lot's wife, it was really her last glance for anything. Don't let that happen to you. If you want to run the race of life successfully, then you can't go back. You can't keep looking back. If you ever have to run a race and look over your shoulders, you see what your competitor was doing, then you know that looking back can break your stride. As someone who ran in high school, cross country, and did a little track, any runner would tell you that one of the biggest mistakes that you can make while running is to constantly look back behind you. There's several reasons why behind you while you're running is a mistake. And one of the major things is that you then, by looking back, you take focus off of what's ahead of you. And by doing that, it begins to slow you down in that pace that you have, you no longer are able to keep, and you allow those who you're supposed to be running from, those of who are your competitors, you are allowing them that opportunity to now catch up with you. And she's at this point where she's almost away. She's exiting the city, and God's command to her and to her husband and to the family is to flee this place. But don't ever look back. No matter what you do, you can't look back. And sometimes in life, what we do is God allows us a way out. He gives us a way out from that thing that's been holding us down, from that issue that we've been struggling with for so long. But we can't seem to let it go. We keep looking back for that fix. We keep looking back for that one thing. But the Bible says that the mistake that she makes is that she does not listen to the God command to her. And the command was, no matter what you do, you keep running, but never look behind you. And the moment she looked behind her is the moment things begin to grow wrong. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead." Paul had committed horrible sins, hunting down Christians, throwing them into prison, and putting them to death. Yet he said, "I am forgetting it. I am not going to be crippled by my past. The devil desires nothing more than to cripple you with your past." Paul put his past behind him and moved forward as a new person in Christ. You can do it. Do that too. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any of you are in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Here is what you process of leaving things behind. Forget the things that are behind. Leave your life of sin behind with all the past failures and sinful desires, and walk into life which God has prepared for you. You see, many of us are dwelling on what we've done in the past, what people have done to us, what the mistakes that we made. But as long as you keep dwelling on that, you're not able to move forward. And I'm only here tonight. I promise you, this wasn't something that was going to take forever. Even this wasn't going to be something that was going to take up all of the time that I'm given tonight. But I'm here to let somebody know that it's time for you to move forward, and you got to leave what's behind you in the past. You got to let it go. That person that hurt you, yes, I understand that it hurts you, but you got to be able to walk forward and to leave that in the past, because leaving it in the past will be one of the best things to ever happen for you. As long as you keep stopping and looking back and you're focused on what should be behind you, you can never see what's in front of you. God tells them to flee this place, to leave, to never look back. God was taking them out of their situation. God was leading them to a better place. God was leading them to a beautiful place, the place that God had prepared for them. The place that God was trying to take them was a place that was going to change their lives. It was better than what they were coming from. But for many of us, we don't want what's ahead of us. We want what's behind. Some of us are dragging that thing, that issue. We're dragging those things along with us. But in order to receive what God has for you, in order to be able to move forward and step into everything that God has for you, you have to let it go. You have to move forward and leave everything behind you. The baggage has to stay. You can't take the baggage with you because it has no room where God is trying to take you. Oh, I wish somebody tonight will understand that your past failures, your past mistakes, though they are very difficult, painful, they change the course of your life. Trust me when I say this, God has an even greater plan, and the plan that God has on your for your life right now will change you for the best. But you have to let things stay behind you. Letting go of what you grow accustomed to isn't easy. Moving, switching careers, changing churches, or letting go relationships, whether good or bad, can be heartbreaking. Many find it extremely difficult to release the old in order to embrace the new. But the Bible says in chapter 19 of Genesis that the angel of the Lord warned Lot and his family of the sudden urgency to flee from the destruction about to take place. And Lot hesitated, so the angels of the Lord, the Bible says, listen to this, because of his hesitation, the Lord had to tell the angels to literally grab him by the hand and those in his family, and he brought them out to safety. During this crucial hour of escape, a messenger of the Lord, he warned them, do not look back, keep going. And because of her disobedience, she looked back, and the Bible says that she turned into. Although the angels of the Lord led her out of the doomed city, her heart and mind were still back there. God can lead us. God can take us to new places. God can do all of these things, but he will not do it if we're not willing to let go. Our minds and our hearts need to be stayed upon him, focused on what's ahead of us, running this race. You can't look behind you. There's going to be some hurdles and some obstacles along the way, and you can't jump hurdles if you're looking behind you. You got to stay laser focused on what's ahead of you and what's coming, because as long as you are in God's hands, God will take care of you. Just like Lot's wife, you might be struggling with letting go. You know God's offering you something new, but you're reluctant to let go. In Isaiah 43 and verse 19, the Lord says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Transition can be hard to accept and embrace even when you're sure it's what God desires. Whatever, whenever, and whomever he is asking you to depart from, trust that the Lord has better for you in mind as you let go. Don't look back, and then watch how God blesses you in the present and the future for your obedience. Trust me, he has, I'm going to keep saying, he has something greater in store for you. When I was going through everything that I was going through, I was living in my home state of Missouri. And I knew for sure that the Lord was calling me. He was telling me to move, to leave, and to come to the East Coast. Originally, it was D.C. And it was one of the most hardest decisions I ever had to make in my life. And it was difficult because I'm going to the strange place. I don't know anybody there. I don't have anything lined up, but all I know is God is saying it's time to leave. God recognized that my situation was detrimental to me. He knew that I couldn't survive in my situation. He knew that if I stayed in my situation, nothing good would come out of it. And God was like, yo, it's time for you to go. And I had a choice in this matter. Do I keep holding on to what I have right now, to this life that I have, or do I follow and listen to God? And trust me, the moment I decided to follow him, the moment I decided to listen to him and to follow him, and I packed my stuff and I loaded up my car and I began to head to D.C., God was working things out. He opened up a door for housing. He opened up a door for work, paying more than I ever imagined, pastoring a church. And all of these things begin to open up, but it would not open until I made the step to move forward and to leave what was behind me. And throughout that drive, I was thinking about things. I was thinking about what I was leaving behind. And along the way, and the more that I was thinking about what I was leaving behind, God was like, I need you to stay focused on what the future has for you, because I'm taking you to a place that you have no idea, but it's about to change your life. And moving was the greatest thing that ever happened. In the moving that I saw God open up doors and do things in my life that I've never expected God to do. I never expected certain doors to be open. I never expected to have the salary that I have. I never expected any of these things. But as long as I kept looking at what was behind me, I could never see and experience what was in front of me. And I want you to know tonight that it does not matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you said to God. It doesn't matter at all. If you're willing to follow him, he will allow you that opportunity, and he will open up the doors for you and allow you to walk through it and experience what you never thought that you would experience. The past has nothing good for you. The past has nothing from you but lessons on what not to do and how to keep moving forward. Time that some of us free our minds and we free our hearts. That broken relationship has to stay in the past. But I want you to know tonight, God is in control. God will and is going to take care of you. But my question to you is, will you keep holding on to the past? Will you keep thinking about it, dwelling on it? Or will you let go and allow him to take lead? Will you follow him every step of the way? And this is difficult for many of us. Not only difficult, for some of us, this means moments of being uncomfortable. It means moments of uncertainty. It means moments of having to leave what you've been accustomed to. It means that person that keeps popping up in your life that's toxic and that's doing no good for your life, that means you got to stop answering the phone calls. You got to stop letting that person in your life. For some of you, that means there are some people in your life that right now that needs to go because they're not benefiting you in any kind of way. Will you move forward? Even if the next place that God is taking you to is not what you imagined, even if it's not what you thought, will you continue to move forward and not look behind you? When the Israelites were freed from their bondage to the Egyptian people, as Moses was leading them, they encountered difficulties along the way. Something that should have taken 40 days or less took 40 years for them to make it to. And the Bible says that it takes 40 years on a journey that should have taken more than half, less than half of that time. Them 40 years. Because along the way, they could not let go of the stuff that was back there. There was even moments along the journey where the children of Israel would say to themselves, we'd rather go back because this isn't what we thought this would be. So I'd rather go back. But trust me, hear me when I say this. You can't go back. There is no going back. There's nothing back there waiting for you except destruction, except the enemy. There's nothing back there for you. And for many of them, they felt more safe, or they thought they would be safer. They thought that they would be more, we had something to eat back there. But trust me, when you follow what God has for you, when you follow God, and you listen to him, and you allow him to lead and to guide you, trust me, the past no longer looks appealing. But there will be moments along the way. There will be failure. There will be upsetting moments. There will be moments where you feel like quitting, but you cannot give up. You cannot look back. You got to keep going forward. And watch this. What's amazing about the story is that God only allowed a certain number of the children of Israel to make it in. And the reason why is because those were the ones, listen to me, who never lost focus. They kept following him. They kept allowing him to lead them in spite of whatever. They let the past stay behind them. Will you allow the past to stay where it is? And will you keep going forward? Job could have dwelled on everything that happened to him, but in fact, he kept going. The Bible says that Job could have had many moments where he could have just given up along his journey, but he kept going forward. He, all the hurt and pain that he experienced, he allowed it to stay right where it was. And Job stayed focused on the fact that he knew who his trust was in. He knew who was leading and guiding his life. And tonight, I don't know who needs to hear this, but somebody needs to hear this. You need to know tonight, your past has nothing for you. It has nothing good that it can offer you. Stop holding on to it. Stop dwelling on it. Let it go. Give it to God and move forward. That's all you got to do, is allow him to take control and to lead you. And trust me, putting it in his hands will be the greatest decision that you will ever make. The Bible tells us, Jesus told us to remember Lot's wife. When we look back, when we fail to see Jesus, we are taken from the blessings and the protection that comes from following God exclusively and left to our own defense. Our independence causes us to miss the mercies of God. Will you allow your past to stay in the past? Will you choose to move forward? Let you think about that. Will you choose to move forward and allow the past to stay in the past? Tonight, it's what I have for you. And before we have the call of salvation and have closing prayer and have Brother Robert do the announcements, I want you to know that you're not alone. That this race that we're running in life, if you want to be free, if you want to live life without limits, the biggest lesson that we learn is that we must follow God every step of the way. All right? So tonight, I'm going to have closing prayer. And then I'm going to do a call of salvation. And then we'll have Brother Robert come on and give us announcements. Man, I don't know who's listening. I don't know who will listen. I don't know your story. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you're at right now at this stage in your life. But Jesus is the answer. And what he has for us, for that person who's coming to learn more about Christ, let me tell you something. Making the decision to follow him will be the greatest decision you ever make. Choosing to live your life, to give your life to him, will be the greatest choice you ever make. But I want you to know that there's nothing for you in your past. Maybe you wish you would have said certain things. Maybe you wish you would have done things differently. Maybe you wish you could have done this. Maybe you wish you this wouldn't happen, or this would happen a certain way. But I want you to know everything has happened for a reason, and you are where you are because of it. And I want you to know that it's only there's somebody who's listening tonight that needs to give their life to Christ. I don't know who you are. Maybe you need to find a Bible-believing church that teaches the Bible, both New and Old Testament. Church that preaches and teaches, thus saith the Lord. Maybe you're looking for prayer. Maybe you're looking for answers. But I want you to know that the answers are found in Christ and Christ alone. That Christ has no stipulation, there is no taking off of whatever, there is no stop wearing this and stop eating this. Christ says that if you want to come to him, just come and he will do the rest. That's how easy it is. He makes it simple for you and I to give our lives to him. Will you give your life today? Will you surrender your life and your heart, your mind, and your soul to Jesus tonight? Father God, I thank you and I praise you that you see our situations, you know our life, you know our circumstances, you know what we've been through, you know what we've done, but yet you are good enough, God, to free us from our Sodom and Gomorrah situations in life. And it's because of that, God, I just want to say thank you. And I'm praying for that person right now that's going through some stuff, God. I know that you can get them through. So I'm asking freedom and breakthrough for that person that's struggling with addiction, for that person that's struggling with an issue. God, I'm praying freedom for them. And I'm asking that, God, when you free them, that they won't be like the children of Israel, that they won't be like, you know, Lot's wife and continue to look behind them, but they will look forward to the prize that's ahead. And you promised us that the prize is even greater than what we can imagine. You promised heaven. You promised eternal life. You promised mansions. You promised streets of gold. You promised all of that for us if we keep looking for it. And so, God, be with us, and I thank you so much. Keep us safe. Protect and be with each and every individual watching. Be with Pastor Ford. Be with Brother Robert. Be with every single preacher, pastor, evangelist, whatever that's on this network, God. And I'm praying that through this network and because of this network, God, that the gospel will go further than anyone has ever imagined it going. Thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Robert, I know you have announcements. I'm going to turn it over to you. It's all you now.
Okay, no problem. Real quick, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. And it's kind of funny. It seems like the past couple of weeks that everybody's been giving us messages from Genesis. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, this is around these times that it's a time of new beginning, and the message, you know, is pretty much clear, you know, from everybody where we get the message from Genesis, and we just thank God for that message for tonight. And I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. This is a Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Whether you're calling us on the phone or you're listening to us online, we appreciate your listenership and we thank you so much. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Net via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We greatly appreciate that if you share with a friend or family member. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name and a show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that for those that share with their friends and family members. Also, tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for One Touch Transformations, hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations, hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. We thank you, and we appreciate all your support and listenership, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. We just greatly thank you, and we are just very gratified of the sharing and, you know, all of the listeners to our rebroadcast. Also, don't forget about us on Anchor.com or Anchor FM. Our next broadcast on Anchor FM is going to be our Wednesday morning worship. I know you're used to our morning word of worship every morning, but we're going to move to Wednesdays for now, and we're going to have our Wednesday worship service. So please feel free and don't forget to just set a little reminder on your phone that Wednesday morning we'll have our Wednesday worship. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're just going to go return the program back over to Pastor Jermon.
All right. Again, thank you for the announcements. Appreciate all of that, and I hope you all remember to like, follow, and share right there on social media. But I want to end this out again by saying, remember to find a Bible-based church. Connect yourselves not only with the church, but here's what's really important: connecting yourself with the Lord, right? Finding the Lord for yourself, and trust me, He has all the answers that you're looking for. He has the answer for all of life's circumstances, all of life's difficulties. We're living in a difficult situation right now where we're facing not only the pandemic of COVID, but the pandemic of racism and so many other things. But we recognize that Jesus is the only answer. And I want you to know, who are listening tonight, that He's the answer for you, for all of your worries in life, for all of your problems in life. He is the answer. And so I thank you all for listening tonight. Look forward to being able to connect with you all again in 2 weeks and be able to share the love of Jesus for you. I have something in store for you. I have a friend that's going to be joining me. So you want to make sure that you tune in. You don't want to miss it as we continue to look at what it means to live life without limits. Father God, we thank you. We just ask that you will continue, God, to be just who you are, and that is a good Father who loves us in spite of. God, we ask for not only blessings, but we ask for freedom from all of life worries and from our sin. But God, we're asking that you would take control not only of our lives, but of this country and everything in it. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, thank you all for watching. Look forward to sharing with you all again. Be blessed.
Jesus bled. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.